Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Pardonable Podcast, and welcome to 2003. I am your host, David Lilly, and if you are a frequent audio listener, you're like, well, this is just a normal podcast that he normally does. But if you were to, 2023, whatever. I live in the past. It's fine. We all do. If you're a regular audio listener, this is nothing new to you. But for me, this is going to be a bit of an experiment. So for those who are on Apple, they're like, the Pardonable Podcast. We're actually doing video right now. We're like recording video, and it's going to go up on YouTube and Rumble. I set those things up, which I didn't write down, so I can't really tell you where those are going to be at the moment in time. But I also have a guest, and we're going to talk about it. But this is a bit of an experiment. And I've gone on rants before. I might actually do a whole nother podcast where it's just me talking about why it took me so long to actually do video instead of just like coming right off the gate. Like, I don't know any other podcaster who's been doing this for 3 years and more. It's 3.5 years. Has not done near as little as I have with the podcast. So this is actually a big step for me. It's something that I'm working on and overcoming. I'm not very tech savvy. I'm not good at this tech stuff. So tonight is going to be a good conversation with a good friend of mine, but we're also going to be test running this whole program. So either you're listening on app, if you want to switch, be like, well, he only does audio. You can actually go to youtube.com at pardonwill and then watch this video. I'll put the link and all the stuff too. So if you're like, well, I want to see what this guy's face is because his voice sounds annoying. I bet his face sounds annoying too. You can actually go watch me now. And then maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. But either way, happy belated new year. Today or tonight, I actually have a good friend with me. Actually my best friend. And we're going to talk a little bit about what our new year's resolutions are, what our plans for the future are, as well as like stepping out of the boat, which is what I'm doing right now. So if you want to tune in on Rumble or YouTube, I haven't figured out what the Rumble link is yet, but I'll get to that maybe in like a post-credit scene. But either way, without further ado, my guest tonight is my best friend, Justin Brinkeroff. Justin, how are you doing tonight?
Wow, I'm blown away. There's like so much to unpack.
How awful was that intro? Was that the worst intro ever?
Well, I mean, you moved us back to 2003.
I just graduated high school, everybody. I mean, look at my t-shirt. Yeah. Yeah, I got the dates mixed up. Here's the thing, Jay, and I'll say this right off the bat, and everyone listening audio doesn't really care, but for me, as I'm recording this, I'm looking at myself recording it. It's like looking in the mirror and talking to yourself, and it's a trip, dude. I don't know how YouTubers do this. I don't know how TikTokers do this. Like, it blows my mind. I've recorded like 3 videos, maybe 4 videos, since doing the podcast and doing art, and I'm not used to it, dude. I'm used to hearing my voice in headphones and staring at like the wall or staring at a notepad while talking. I'm not used to staring at my face. It's intimidating. It's scary. I'm not a big fan of it.
I have a bit of experience with like Zoom and Teams. And so doing like web conferencing type of things. I've done a little bit of the video stuff. I've made probably half of the beginner mistakes that are out there to make already in the few videos that I've tried to do. But I hear you with the watching yourself. Dude, I hate hearing myself.
You hate hearing. I don't mind hearing myself. It's because I'm so used to it now. It's looking at myself. That's the problem. Matter of fact, if I lowered my camera, if I looked at the camera, hey listener, I'm talking to you right now. I don't know if maybe that's what I should do. I just stare at the camera and talk. That would actually probably help me out because now it's a little bit easier. See how I'm staring at the camera?
Yeah. Well, I'm staring at you. Like, I'm looking at you so that I don't have to see myself.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But my camera's a little bit higher than my laptop. So if I'm looking at the camera, this might be the thing. I might have to look at the camera while the audio listeners are like, this is boring. But to be honest, you're actually watching baby steps for your host, David Lilly, walking through the first steps of becoming a YouTube star, an influencer. And so this is it, man.
I saw him from the beginning.
humble beginnings for sure. But I did want to, I lost my train of thought about the video thing. I hope we're doing this well. I think it's going to turn out well. This could be a botch. Here's the funny thing, Jay. Worst case scenario, the video doesn't record. And so everything I just said never goes up. And it's just an audio episode. And so
there's a big red record button.
I know.
In the screen that's like, no, it's recording, dude.
My computer can crash at any point in time. So it's we never know. I've got like two things going. I've got so many things. The worst part about this is so we grew up before there was the internet, right? Like we grew up before there was the internet. We grew up before there were cell phones. Yes. And so all of this like tech stuff, and you were there's a whole lot to go into about how I know you, but I'm gonna start here and then we're gonna back up a little bit because I think the people listening wanna know how we know each other. But before all of this, dude, I was never tech savvy. You were a little bit more tech savvy than I was, but as I played in music and got used to that, I started to understand how recording works. Never got good at it. It's the same thing with guitar. Like I played guitar for a while. I figured out how to write songs and play guitar, but I was never really good at it. And that's the same thing now. Like I'm near 40 and I still can't figure this computer stuff out. That's why I don't post on social media. I'm getting better at that, which is a year plan. But before we go on, I'm ranting now. Jay, tell everybody about yourself.
About me?
Yeah. What's your name? Because
my name is not Jay. My name is fine. Justin. My name is Justin. And David, he claimed me as his best friend. Like I'm still sitting here saying, I don't even know how to, you know, just take that whole thing in. And twice he said, I'm his best friend. Nah, David, you're my best friend as well. We met, how long ago was it? Was it late 90s or early 2000s?
Oh, late 90s.
99?
Yeah, late
90s. That'd have been like 99. So
98, so actually. I think it was 98, dude.
No, because the family moved down to Texas in 99. So it had to have been like 99 or 2000.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was in college at the time. You were still really young.
Mm.
And
I was a freshman in high school.
Okay. So my family moved down to Texas. And through a mutual friend, you and I met.
Yeah.
The mutual friend.
I might actually have him on the podcast. I won't shout him out yet, but I might bring him on.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I haven't talked to him in a while. Once he moved away, it was, and then I finished college. So we knew each other for a few years. But then once I actually finished college and moved down, down to Texas permanently and didn't have a whole lot going on, we decided to start the band.
True.
You know?
Yeah.
And then I moved away and broke us up, but somehow we managed to.
We actually got back together for a little bit, but we were all like, "How do we be adults and still be in a band?" And see, I think that might actually be the biggest problem when you're in a. We weren't bad. We just were trying to. We were struggling. Like we were struggling. We actually ran into a band. Do you remember? This is a weird. And this is deep cuts for us, and no one else cares. But while we were setting up for the band and we were playing shows, we ran into a band, and I'll never forget this because I thought the name, they're never going to listen to this podcast, but it was another band in Houston and their band name was Three Guys in a Rio.
Three Guys in a Rio.
And I was like, that is the worst band name of all time. And we like went to their house and they were showing us a recording and they were like, hey, come to see where we record. And I was like, all right, what is this? And we show up to like a mansion. And it's like, this is my mom's house. And we have a recording studio. And I was like, Jesus, like, what are you, how are you not big yet? You have all, we, and all of our equipment was funded by Jay and his Best Buy career.
That's why you guys let me hang around.
Like, that was it.
You'll learn how to play bass and buy us gear.
I need you to be the bass player and financial support investment into this band, which we did. It was a fun time, but we, through that journey, we've actually never disconnected. Me and you have been friends since that time, and I was a freshman in high school, and we've gone about our many projects, and even then, every once in a while, we'll get on a phone call, and we'll reminisce about the band times, and then every once in a while, we'll be like, but what if we did start it up again? And then never turns out well. Those are just fun theories, but instead, we have a podcast, and so instead of making really good pop punk music, now we just have cool conversations. Well, this is the first time you've been on, but you've actually been behind the scenes a lot of the stuff that I've been doing, and no one knows about that. You've helped me start the whole art thing. Like I did art shows and I started making art and doing my own thing. But eventually when I was convinced, I think you and a few other people convinced me to start making prints. And I was very against making prints. I was like, well, there's one original and no one else should know. I don't know if, I think you brought up, I remember having a conversation at one point in time and you're like, you know, you could sell like versions of this. You print those out. And I was like, no. That's against my ideology. I want one and people, and eventually I started drawing comic book stuff. And I was like, well, these could be prints because it's just comic book stuff. It's not. And then from there, I created Etsy and then kind of threw it onto you. And you've ran the Etsy. So if anybody, oh, this is going to be a weird promo real quick. Let's do the promo, Jack. So we're testing this out. I'm testing out the whole doing videos on YouTube. So if you love this podcast and you're like, this guy, you're checking out the art behind me and you're like, this art's pretty rad. And you were like, you know, I want to hear about this art that he's about to talk about, these prints, these cool comic book stuff. You can actually go right now. Let me get the website right. You can actually go to pardonwillartistry.etsy.com. And I'm going to pull it up for you so you can kind of see what it looks like. So here it is. This is the Etsy shop. So if you go here, pardonwillartistry, artistry.etsy.com, you can actually go here and then peruse my entire category. I got prints for sale. I've got originals for sale. I've got all kinds of cool stuff. And if you use promo code podcast, here's some more stuff. You'll actually get, I think, 10%. I don't actually know the percentage off. But this whole thing that I'm showing you right now, this whole thing, and it goes on for more pages, and there's tons of cool prints on there, cool antique stuff, stuff like that. You can actually go there right now and use promo code podcast and get 10% off. And that, if you buy art, Justin will take care of all of the rest of it. And so that's Justin's my business partner when it comes to that stuff. So you're like, you know, I know David lives in New York, but this packaging came from San Antonio. It's because it's Justin. And you run like half the business for me, and you've always been there, and we've done cool stuff together before, but this is where we're at now. Now I have a podcast and we're working on things, and that leads us into more about what's going on. But tell me about that. Well, how do you feel about what do you think about residual income? Let's start there before we move on to resolutions.
So
have you seen, my point is, have you seen it pay off? Do you think it pays off?
Oh yeah. So one, your memory happens to be a little bit better than mine in that particular case. I don't actually remember.
It was you.
And I don't remember that conversation.
Actually, it was, here's the problem. You actually got muddied into a bunch of people. Cause you've always been, oh, let's back up. I'm getting a little ahead of myself because I'm, again, I'm staring at my face again, Jay. I got to stop doing that. I'm going to look at the screen. So what I'm using, I should really close the computer down. Oh, hey, hold on. How was that pull up real quick? Did that look right, Jay? The whole like, check out Etsy.com. Did that look good for you? Okay, cool. Oh, okay. See, give me a month of doing this, these video. I'm going to be like a professional, dude. People will be like, oh my God, this ad read was wonderful. Instead of
you're
me actually breaking
for,
the so. Fourth wall and bringing up, hey, Jay, how was that ad read? But hey, everyone listening, it's an experiment. I'm trying something new. I'm stepping out of my box. I am Peter stepping out of the boat, and Jay's there to pick me up.
Oh gosh! Anyway, save us all.
For real. Anyway, so going back, I had a ton of people when I was doing the art shows. They were like, "Hey, I like this piece," and a lot of them were watercolor, so they're paper and framed, and they're like, "But I can't afford that." And I was like, "No, I can't afford it either." So it's fine. And they're like, "Well, I would love a print." And eventually, I got to the point where I'm like, am I making art just for people who can, or would I prefer people actually enjoy my art and have them on the wall, even if it was for a lower price and doing prints? And so I think you brought that up. A friend of mine, Brian, he brought that up. And so I had multiple people in my life being like, you should really consider doing prints. And from prints has done me a lot of good. And that's that residual income being like, well, I made a piece of art. I'm offering it to people for a way lower price than the original. I mean, the originals are on Etsy too, for the most part, but it was a whole nother dynamic to the business thing. And I think it took me a long time to get there. And I think a lot of times when people are entrepreneurs or they're doing something creative, sometimes I think there's those thresholds where you step over that can be difficult. Cause I don't know if it's ego or if it's fear or if it's, I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I think the residual income thing it feels like you sell your soul a little bit. Does it not? Oh, you, this is a weird question.
Yeah, no, I mean, as the non-artist, I'm going to have to say no, thank you very much. I mean, because I think, I mean, we were probably like picking on you about being a starving artist at the time.
Yeah, because I was definitely starving.
It probably had something to, like, it's like, dude, you know, make some money off of this or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I think, you know, how I kind of came into the whole thing was, you know, I've been selling on eBay since 1998.
Yeah, you've been doing
Rocket. And yeah, I mean, it's like a long time, like 23 years or something like that. And I mean, I've gotten a whole bunch of stuff from them, and I'm not a huge seller or anything, but I happen to know that. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, being entrepreneurial, the entrepreneurial spirit, everything. But there's, you know, when it comes down to it, it's like, there's only so many hours a day that you can work. And it's like, okay, you can go work more hours to make more money, but you run out of it. You run out of it, and then you kill everything else as well. And so if you are able to have something else working for you, you know, when you're not, like, that's, you know, that's the golden ticket right there. And I mean, it may be a small golden ticket, maybe a huge golden ticket, but
it might be the only golden ticket. Like, I think it might be the only way. And so I've thought about that for years now, about what I do and how you participate in that, and how all of my art, really, like, the podcast doesn't really, I don't get anything out of the podcast other than good conversations and learning from people and kind of taking those and expounding on them. I got one thing, Jay, remind me what I'm saying right now. Do you remember what I'm talking about right now? Okay, let's hold on. Keep in mind, we're talking about, I forgot what we're talking about already. I've got to try something out real quick. I should have done this before.
Golly.
This is an experiment. We're trying things out. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to
sound professional here.
You sound great, dude. No, I knew this was going to be a bit
of a... Let me rephrase that. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about here.
You do know, but you do. Okay. It's a bit of the Wild West. Hold on. I'm going to try something out. Hold on. Actually, I have a remote for this, but I'm going to see if I can do it from manually. Did that change anything? Do I look a little bit less anemic? Like, I was so whitewashed. Hold on, my audio is acting up.
I didn't have you on full screen from my side, so your picture wasn't really large, so I couldn't tell you if that.
So that didn't change anything, Jack?
No, I don't know if it did.
Hold on, let's try one more thing. I know this is a weird, especially for someone listening. All right, now I look a little bit less like I was dead. Yeah, okay, I can tell. Dude, it's that staring at thing, dude. I look like I was whited out into oblivion. Like, I look like a ghost. Like,
Do you have like bright daylight fluorescence or something?
So I got, for doing the video thing, and this is just a little inside trader baseball, which you're making the baseball sausage. There's a lot of analogies mixed in there. For Christmas, because I was like, I'm planning on doing this video. My wife was like, well, I'm going to get you something that you're going to hate. And I was like, hate? What do you mean? Like, she was like, I'm going to get you a ring light. And I was like, please don't do that. And she was like, you need it. I was like, fine, whatever. And so I've been fighting off, same way I did with the Prince. I've been fighting off becoming a TikTok influencer with every ounce of my being, which is another reason why I'm partially regretting doing video. Because I just never saw that. I was always old school. Like, I like the Theodore Roosevelt, the fireside chats, like, you tune into the radio and then he's talking to you before you go to bed. Like, I like that concept, this whole like video. I still can't figure out why people watch YouTube videos, Jay. Like, people, and it's not just like, I get it. Like, you watching, like, I'll watch YouTube videos of breakdowns of like Marvel trailers and movies. Like, oh, here's the Easter egg you missed. All for that. What I won't do is
watch how to fix my truck.
Yeah, or that. But what I won't do is watch 3 hours of Joe Rogan talking. It's like, I can listen to that. Why would I watch his face talking? But people love it, dude. The kids love it. Anyway,
you're talking to the wrong guy to like convince you that way, because I'm kind of the same. But I mean,
we're trying.
Drag me kicking and screaming that way. You know, I mean, outside of here, we've had our conversations and what we're trying to do, but
yeah, we have. It's a struggle, and this is a whole new thing. This is like me setting up, going, all right, Jay, I think I'm going to make prints. What do you think about this? It's another threshold that I'm crossing, and I think it's good for people to change things up. Man, it's a new year, new me, trying new things, dude. Like, I don't know. It's this new territory for me. And so I don't mind this being the first podcast where I'm like, let me change my ring light midway. I don't mind it, because if there was going to be any guest to have on where I go, let's test this out, like, let's try this thing out, it would have been you, because we both are in that category. And we're going to move into that of trying new things. And you've tried something new, too. You've always been a bit of a merchant, I would say. Always really good at finding, you know, something that's valuable that people don't value, and then turning it into, you know, something that could make money. And you enjoyed that, like that flipping of, like, we used to go to estate sales and you would find like actual silver, you know, spoons, and you'd be like, well, these are marked down, I could easily make, you know, an extra $3 or $30 off this thing, and you would flip it. And I have a lot of friends like that. They'll buy old lawnmowers and be like, yeah, give me 2 hours worth of work and $30 of materials, and I'll make $200 off this. I don't have that brain. Like, I'm not good at that. Like, I don't know that. And that's why I lean heavily on people like you. But I think that's a bit of an entrepreneur spirit, where you see something that has, where people don't put value into it, or maybe there's something to be valued out of it that isn't. You kind of have to dust it off. And maybe that's this podcast, being like, well, it's a good podcast and it's been around for 3 years, but there's no video, there's no interaction. And now people actually like go on YouTube and chat comments and stuff like that, which they really couldn't do before. And so, anyway, that was a long rant. I don't even know where I was going with that, but I think this part of the 2023 and doing things new and venturing out, requires a lot of discipline. Also kind of requires a lot of courage. How are you doing 2023? Now that I've talked this entire time, tell me about how you're doing 2023. What's your priorities, man?
Man, well, you alluded to a lot through there. And actually what I'd say is, like, my 2023 actually started in October of 2022.
Oh, really?
Okay. I can't even remember if you and I had the conversation. No, it wasn't. It was all internal. There was just some stuff going on personally. And there, you know, some things in October. And I was like, I kind of came to some realization, some acceptances. I'm not going to say I grew up, but it felt like something inside of me kind of clicked. And it was like, dang, dude, it's time to grow up in certain ways. And part of, you know, there was a lot there. But a big part of it was actually accepting what I think is my entrepreneurial spirit. For years and years and years, I think I've, you know, complained about various jobs to you.
Yeah.
And then you and, you know, my wife and all our friends have watched me go and, you know, flip baseball cards or flip gold and silver and take courses and learn stuff and everything. And, you know, kind of, you know, I'm, you know, brag a little bit, but I end up being like kind of a jack of all trades that I can kind of do stuff. Yeah. But it wasn't until like recently, I was like, dang, I need to embrace that. And, you know, not just accept it, but like straight up embrace it. And so again, something just kind of clicked in October, and I was, exploring some certain things, talking to some people, and just kind of readying myself. And then, like you said, you know, 2023 was like, I didn't want it to be like, you know, the New Year's resolutions that you're just going to forget after, yeah, you know, the first week. And so, there was some more, you know, kind of preparation and research, thinking about things like, you know, how do I really make some lasting change and fully like step into just, you know, new the stuff that we've talked about, just, you know, getting things into gear. And so, and that's like it's on a lot of different levels. You know, that's, you know, work, business, you know, marriage, relationships, not even just, you know, with my wife especially, but
yeah,
with you, with some other, you know, friends and everything. And so Maybe I have grown up. I don't know. It's scary.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know. Personally, I don't know if it's growing up. I thought a lot about this. I think it's almost just kind of a bit of a revelation, because you could have brought this. We could have had this conversation. You could take this recorded conversation on youtube.com/@pardonwill. You could take this and send it. See, you like that little you like that little plug. You could send that to us like 3 years ago and be like, hey, listen to this. And be like, hey, well, no, it makes sense. But I think it all of a sudden it kind of clicks and go, well, maybe I've been not doing it wrong, but not doing it in the right fashion. Maybe I haven't been as confident, or I haven't been as disciplined, or it honestly, sometimes it comes down to like, maybe I don't really believe in myself to the point to maybe I should step out of that boat and do something like turn the podcast into a YouTube show or whatever this turns out to be. Maybe. And I think where I come down on this aspect is, I wasn't ready, truthfully. I don't know if I was quite ready at the time. Technically, I don't know if I'm quite ready now, but I'm ready enough to where I've stepped foot already. You know, like, but if you were to put all of this on me, I had other stuff going on. Like, I had other things I was trying to work on. I was just trying to get to have more things. I was like, I mean, last year at this time, I was thinking about NFTs. I was thinking about making merch and turning it into that. And what guests am I going to have on? And we just moved into a new house. Sometimes it just takes being at the, not giving up, number one, but also being at the right place where it's ready for that. And sometimes I think a lot of people, when they think hustle, like what we're really talking about is just having the hustle. Because you have a job and I have a job, and we do our jobs normally. But what we love to do, which we're not doing specifically for money, but we kind of are. We're like, well, I'd like to do this more often. The only way I can do this more often is if my time is money, and if I can make money while using my time. And so I do art, you know, and I could paint a painting and post it on Instagram for the likes, which don't pay anything. And then be like, well, I feel good about myself. Well, that's not what I don't care about feeling good about myself. I care about putting art out into the world where people are like, I actually would like that. I'd like to look at that on my wall. I'm like, well, I'm doing something for the world, and I'm also sustaining it by being able to pay bills while doing it. So I'd like to actually do that more. Like, I'd like to paint more pictures that make people feel something, and do something with that. And the same thing with like you flipping cards, but like, well, people like this. I'd like to put the work into organizing this particular thing and actually putting value to something that was tossed in a garage sale that is actually valuable, but no one spends the time doing that when there is something valuable there. And so me as a creative and you as somebody who actually finds creativity valuable, like, this is why I've always found you in good company, because I don't know value. I know creativity. Like, I know what I like, and I think there's value there, but I'm not quite sure. But what I've leaned on you is you understand what value is. And we've always had this conversation, but like, do you think this is worthwhile? And you've always been like, mathematically been like, no, I could see this being a good investment, and I could see this being a terrible one. And I think you find value in things that people overlook. And I think I might be really bad at that too. I think I look at my own stuff and be like, oh, I don't know about this. And you're like, no, you should make prints of that. And I'm like, are you sure? Because if I sell one, I'll be happy. And maybe I'll get more if it's just one. And you're like, no, prints might be a good idea. And they were a good idea because I didn't know value well. Like, I can't justify value in things well, but you can. And I'm really good at creating things without knowing the value of them. And so we make a good partnership. It makes sense.
I believe so. Yeah.
It makes sense, dude. So this new year, it's 2023. We just talked about like...
Not 2003.
It's 2023.
Yeah, not 2003.
Yeah. I mean, in my head it is. graduating high school this year. We talked about starting new things and being courageous about it, but I've actually sat down and kind of wrote out what my goals are as far as business goes. And I've learned. So I actually, Jay, check this out. And I know you know this, but I'm telling this for the listener. So every year I have a notebook, like, cause I handwrite everything. Cause I'm an idiot and I don't know how to use technology. So I use pen and paper. I buy like a Moleskine. Huh?
Stay that way.
I'm always going to be that way. Everything's pen and paper. I mean,
and don't apologize for it either.
The screen can't see this, but like half this bookshelf is journals. It's just handwritten stuff because I'm a hand, like this is how I connect with what I'm doing. I can type, which is fine, but it feels somewhat disconnected. So normally it's handwritten and then I type it later, or at least explore it with typing. But either way, so every year I have a Moleskine that I go over that year, and I've happened to keep them all the way back through. Like, I mean, I have journals that go back way beyond. But my business ones, like what am I doing with the podcast? What am I doing with the art? Where am I going with this? What's my goals? I actually have those for a few years back, and every year I go over all of them. And I kind of pick out things like, well, I kind of saw that then, but I didn't pick it up then. And I kind of set it aside. And so I put it off. And then now that I can look back, I can kind of cherry pick and go, well, this is actually applies now. And I don't know if, and it's helped me to organize my thoughts, because instead of like explaining, like, well, now I have the podcast and I want to podcast, I want to make art, I want to make NFTs, I want to make, you know, t-shirts, I want to do this, I want to get here, I want to, you know, grow some plants, I want to go to farmer's markets, I want, instead of getting scattered and overly done, I actually go, okay, this is what, I can look at the projection, like the projection of where I'm going, go, really, all I need is these three. And we had this conversation earlier, like the Patreon, like we had the Patreon, I did do very good with the Patreon, it was a little overwhelming, and now I actually thought about today, I was like, this was a dumb idea, I should really bring it back to like one tier Patreon, but that's not even the time. Like right now, it's not the time. That would be later on. And so as you grow, I mean, we say grow up, but I think it's just experience. I think as you do things, you start to go, that was kind of a waste of time. It was a good trial, but it's not the right time for that. And so you tried it out and go, oh, now you can compartmentalize that. Well, now I'm going to push that down into, you know, July. Maybe July makes more sense than right now. How do you feel about that? Have you done that before? Like, are you in that process?
So so here's where you and I are like really different in a lot of ways. And
watch this. I'm going to do this real quick. We're trying things out. Continue.
Oh no.
Yeah. Full screen, buddy.
Oh man.
We're trying things out, dude. You're my guinea pig.
Now I'm looking at myself. Like I was looking at you, like having an actual conversation.
Is this worse? Do you want me to pull it back? Sorry for the audio listener. I just made him full screen and hid myself.
No, don't apologize to the audio listener. Apologize to the freaking
the video watcher. It's like, oh god, I gotta look at just him now.
No, but no.
We'll bring it back. It got weird.
All right, okay. So now I can see you. In all seriousness, as you were talking there, I was like, you know, I'm surprised like you didn't see me turn to just kind of like a little bit green, because I can't journal.
What?
Like I.
What's that about?
Yeah. I don't know. Like I've tried journaling, in the past, and, like it never sticks. Like I can never get it to stick.
What
and
if it's
so,
not journaling, just writing notes down? Do you write notes down?
Well, I plan. So
yeah. What do you do with your planning?
No. I'm a pen and paper guy.
Exactly.
As well.
That's, I just have a Moleskine with all those plans in it.
But it's it's not detail. It's more task list. And gotcha. So that's where, like right now, that's one of the things that I'm working on. I did it a long, long time ago. In a standard sit down at a desk type of job, really got into the Franklin Covey method, big rocks, little rocks, quadrants, blah, blah, blah. And I was actually like very, very, productive for a while. It really helped me keep my stuff organized. The problem is I was in a horrible job and I hated it, and so it was like life sapping.
For sure.
And then so I got away from that. Here recently, one of the things that I have been focusing on is getting back productive. Now to go back a little bit, if you don't mind, on one of the things that you were talking about.
Hold on. We have to stop for a second. We can come. Sorry, Jay. Pick back up. So I'll just give you a little insider baseball, how the sausage is made. My dogs are very auditory. And so we, during stuff like this, I leave the TV on. Like my wife is, you know, in the sewing room, in the bedroom. We leave the TV on so it distracts them. And then Netflix is like you still watching this?
Oh, you're still watching.
And they're like, they're just looking around.
So your dogs start hollering at you.
And we live on a road that has 18-wheelers that drive by. And as soon as one does, they lose their mind. And so you can't hear it because they're on the other side, but I can. And it gets irate.
You know, see, you get the dogs barking at you. I get the kid, you know, the 4-year-old hollering up the stairs.
Yeah.
Daddy, make it work again. It's like, oops, I guess I've ignored my child in front of the TV for too long.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's like, are you still watching this? I'm like, my dogs are still watching Bluey. Like, why are you stopping Bluey? Bluey's fine. My dogs love Bluey, by the way.
Bluey's the best show ever.
It really is. My dogs love Bluey. Side note. That's funny. But right now, they're watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine. that's where I left them with. God. I left them with Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Anyway.
All right, back to being serious and trying to be professional.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm glad you remember where we were. I'll edit that out, or I'll leave that weird dead space just for. No, I'm joking. I'll edit it out.
All right. So, you know, one of the things that, that I kind of found myself, or as I you know, kind of look back and think about, like, well, why didn't my efforts, you know, 5 years ago, you know, work, or 10 years ago work, or whatever, like, or even, you know, just 2 years ago work. And I think, and this is kind of like looking inside, like I may have had and may still have like a fear of success. And so it's kind of hard to explain, but I actually tend to be kind of a content guy.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I live a fairly blessed life. I also, you know, don't think I've lived up to my potential. But I think one of the things that's, you know, has literally been like a fear of success that's kind of held me back from, again, embracing, you know, skills and talents that I have and I'm not capitalizing on or haven't capitalized up until this point. You know, like you said, you know, the kind of the seeing the value and the flipping, like it was just a kind of a hobby to me. And I always struggled with just that because I thought it was so insignificant. I thought it was insignificant. I didn't think of it. You know, with the sports car, you know, you allude to the car, you know, I'm a sports card collector. I picked it up and I mean, there's stupid pieces of cardboard, but I have fun with them and I have fun with other people that do them. And I find the ones that, you know, that people get rid of and they're worth money and I flip them.
Yeah. But there's a lot more work in that. You kind of toss it off because I know the work that you put into it. It's a lot of times.
Well, here's
7,000 cards. There might be something good in here. And you're like, all right, here goes the next 10 hours of my life.
I can't tell you how many cards that I've sorted lately. Yeah. But yeah. So anyways, again, you know, I'm moving into this new year, this new phase that I'm excited about, like just kind of like getting into. And I'm looking at this right now. This is kind of come out of the blue. But I'd actually thought about it. And if I wasn't in the mindset that I was right now, where like I'm devouring just kind of like inspiration, tips, tricks, you know, and just kind of especially with like the goal setting, it's like, I mean, I've done, you know, I want to be done being like just kind of a rudderless, listless ship.
Yeah. Me too, dude. Me too. Yeah, absolutely.
But dude, so if I wasn't really in a gung-ho mode right now, which hopefully I can keep it, I would have had the wickedest gut punch. The wickedest gut punch the other day. And I'm looking at it right now, but I work on lists, okay? So like what we were talking about before. I work lists. Like if you give me a list, I knock the list out.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of one of the things I struggle with a little bit. And I like, I have a backlog. Like I have a million thoughts running around my head. It's like, I want to do this. 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 Now some of them are good ideas. Some are bad ideas, but if I don't get them jotted down, like they're gone.
Gotcha.
But if I look at them all at the same time, it's massively overwhelming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So one of the things I'm trying to do right now, it's, you know, it's kind of like, here's a backlog. Here's my, just this repository, this dump of ideas that I don't want them to go away. I don't want to lose them. But at the same time, it's like, you know, three in a quarter type of, you know, thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But so last year, beginning of the year, I had projects and then like a to-do list. So like, here's some of the bigger picture things over the year, whatever, but here's what I got to do now. I was cleaning the office and I pulled out my 2020 list.
Oh boy. So I just went through my 2020, or I went through my 2020, 2021, and 2023.
Guess what my 2023 list would be?
What would that?
The entire 2022
the
list.
Same thing. You haven't done anything.
The exact same thing. And I'm like,
yeah,
like it, like I said, like
that's a gut punch. I was just, that's rough.
But it's not. But see, here's why it's not. It's because now I know why. Like, I have more insight into why. Like, why didn't it happen? Well, because I was doing a whole lot of things wrong and I wasn't ready to. And like, okay, I can get better.
Yeah.
And so like, and a big part of it was like, dang, that's way too much to bite off.
It's too much. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and so, but I don't even think I told my wife yet. And again, it was just like, I don't know if she'd appreciate it, but
probably not. I will.
I mean, I was like, looking at that. I was like, you have got to be kidding. And I know it was exactly last year's, because there's like seasonal things that it, like, I wouldn't have put this down in the fall. I was like, no, that's not a list that's only 3 months. No, that's last year's list. Yeah. And I didn't get a dang thing done.
That's actually, and I don't mind this. Like, people are like, well, it's good to journal. And I do journal. Like, I write a lot. And one of the problems that I've noticed with writing is if I ever get like a wild hair, I'm like, let's just check out what 2019, 18, 17. Let's see what David from 2017 was talking about. It's so awfully regurgent. Like, it's regurgitative. Like, it's the same thing I'm doing now. I'm like, oh my God, these problems are the same thing. And I think that's a good kick in the butt, being like, well, hold on. Why was I thinking about that then? And how have I not changed anything since then? But here's the thing. I have, and I've honed in, and I've done a lot of things differently than I did back then. Like, I've learned a lot of lessons. But the priorities, the same thing I want is probably going to be this. Let's be honest. If the thing I'm writing in now, my 2023 journal, 5 years from now, I can look back and go, yeah, that's exactly where I'm heading for. Maybe I've accomplished one or two of those, but really the essence of what I'm trying to do, is to build something that can fly on its own. Like, I want to be able to, I want it to sustain itself with minimal drag, which is like a airplane thing. We can talk about that, why I'm thinking about airplane stuff. Minimal drag. Like, I don't want to have to build the same thing up over every time I have a new project where I'm like, oh, I want to do this thing. Like take the t-shirt thing. Like, I want to make t-shirt. I want to say I want to make merch, like for the podcast or whatever, but I want to make, really, I had a plethora of art that we've scanned, that we do prints. And I was like, why don't I just take this and put it into t-shirts? Easy breezy. Easy. Done. So now I have, you can actually go to pardonablemerch.com. We should bring that up. If you want to see, hold on, since this is, since we're just playing around with this whole thing. So I started making art and we started doing prints, and I was like, you know, what if we slap these bad boys on, you know, t-shirts and stuff like that. And so you can actually go right now to pardonwillmerch.com and you can check out all this cool stuff. I got women's tees, men's tees, baby onesies with the Batman symbol. We got R2-D2, Spider-Man. I've got all kinds of cool original art. I've got things. You can actually go to, look at this. He hates these cans. That's from the movie The Jerk. You can't buy a shirt like that anymore. That's probably canceled. I should probably be canceled. Probably for sure. But you can buy accessories. Let's go with phone cases. What kind of phone cases we got? Spider-Man original art. Chuck Norris with some machine guns. I'm canceled again. Mandalorian. All kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, homeware, pillows. You want a yoga mat with Mandalorian or Marvin from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? Go to pardonwillmerch.com. You can order yours all for reasonably priced, and you can support the podcast. If you use podcast for the promo code, podcast. And when you check out, you get 50% off your order. Anyway, sorry, I'm still working on these promos, but I figured that was a good segue. Was that not, Jay? Was that a good segue?
Almost professional.
Almost professional. If I can just figure out this ring light so it doesn't make me look anemic, then we'll be dead set. But yeah, man, I think a lot of it comes from, like, if I look at those journals, I was not near as close to the goal as I am now. And in 5 years, I'll be closer to whatever goal. Because really what the goal is to have something that you enjoy, that you do with not minimal effort, because we're workaholics. Like, we like to do stuff. Like, let's be honest, we like to be busy. Like, I like being busy. Mm-hmm. But I don't like being busy with stuff that I feel like I've already done that's kind of waiting in the mud, you know, like kind of moving in the weeds. Like, I don't want that. I want a good effort. Like, I want, every time I put my effort to something, I want it to be either like a good trajectory, like it's going quick, or it's going to be a crash and burn. What the one thing I don't want is to put a lot of effort into something I'm not sure if it's going to work or not, and have no sign, nor have any backup, nor have anything to kind of advance myself in that. And I think when I look back at journals that I've written before, when I'm complaining about problems that I'm having now, it's definitely in a different light, because I've definitely built a foundation that I'm moving off. They may be the same problems, or at least they're similar, but they're not the exact same. They're not the same thing. Back then, if I pull 2019, I was like, I started this podcast. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this art gallery. Well, the art gallery's not there anymore. So now what have I done? The whole podcast was for the art gallery. What am I doing now? Now I'm on YouTube. I'm a YouTube star, Jay. I'm an influencer. TikTok's going to love me. And now I'm on YouTube. And this would have never happened had the gallery not happened, which is mind-blowing to me. Because it took the gallery, which was a fun time. I learned a ton. But the one thing I learned the best out of the gallery was doing the podcast, which is another thing that blows my mind. But
that's one thing that I'm beginning to appreciate more, as well as kind of the journey, journey and the timing. Back to doing the Etsy stuff is like, okay, I happened to know more e-commerce than I actually really knew, because I'd been doing eBay since 1998.
Yeah.
Then I had another job where I picked up some, graphic design skills, and I'm not a graphic designer, but I picked up some of the technical basics, which, that's my thing. Like, I'm not a creative.
Yeah.
I'm a technical.
Yeah.
And so, like, I don't have to create the art, but I can take your stuff and then clean it up, and then, get it online and sent out. And then, oh, by the way, while, Etsy's up 24/7, 365, and, November, we actually, sell a couple prints.
That's right.
And stuff like that. But that journey, like, I mean, when I was, 18 years old, or even older than that, but like you'd have some e-commerce stuff and know some photo editing, and now you're actually looking at doing video editing. And
You went to tech school, didn't you?
but that was back
in the day. That was one day in 2023, we'll be able to take our computers and put them in our pockets. I'm just playing.
Dude, yeah, because, no, truth, I mean, yeah, truth, the was iPhone wasn't truth. Out. I mean, I remember the first iPhone or whatever back in 2006-ish. I didn't even remember. But, I had my first flip phone when I went off to college in 98.
Yeah.
I've been getting dragged kicking and screaming, into the whole social media realm. And
me too.
And now I'm. I was up till 11 streaming, on Whatnot last night, which I never would. And the thing is, I enjoyed it. And so it's just the experiences that you're able to build on. And I'm looking back and appreciate it. You know, maybe someday it'll make it for an interesting story, but
I actually think it's making an interesting story now. I'm not exaggerating by any means. So this is what I will tell the listener, like anyone watching. I mean, we kind of rambled. We're kind of parsing this out. I'm working on the video thing. This is if you're listening to this, this is I'm just thankful that you're listening because I'm working on this, you know, how this goes. But what I have learned over like the past few years, like if I look at my notebook and yours, too, probably. The things you were trying to do.
I don't journal. I don't have.
You don't journal, but your plans, your 2020, whatever you looked at, and you're like, well, I'm doing the same thing I was doing before. You still write things down. But what I will say is, as I've gotten older, I've learned to lean into my strengths, and those things that I'm not as good at, like technical, like I don't know how to print stuff out, or if I've put those aside and just kind of took off bite-sized chews. Like right now, we're on YouTube. 3 years ago, never known how to do anything like this. But now I've worked my way up to it. But even then, like the Etsy wouldn't be anywhere if it wasn't for you. And so I found people that were good at things that I wasn't good at. And you found things that I'm good at that you're not. And so we have a tendency to lean on. And I think that's something that people lose a lot of times. There's this, I'm going to go into a small rant real quick. And I'm going to actually full screen me because I'm just trying this out in case I want to do this. So Jay, there's this, and you can still hear for the listener, I removed Jay, so it's just full screen on me. He's there listening. I can see him, but you can't. He's dancing. Jay, pull your pants back up. No, just joking. No, I probably shouldn't have done that. Just joking. But there's this episode of Doctor Who. And if you don't know Doctor Who, it's fine. It's a guy who time travels and stuff like that. But he has a companion, this girl named Rose. And they go into her backstory. And you find out that she's, you know, has a single mother, and her dad was kind of a wayfarer dad. Like he wasn't always around, but when he was around, and you find some backstory about him, is he was an inventor, and he constantly was trying to find the new thing. And so he was a bit all over the place. He was constantly scattered. He's like, well, no, this is the thing. And you could tell sincerely, like he was trying to raise his family. He was doing whatever he possibly could, come up with any idea, latched onto any concept, and then just go full head steam into that thing. And then you find out like he didn't amount to much because he just overwhelmed himself with just trying to do the best he could with no guidance, no effort, no actual organization, not going like, what are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? Where am I falling? He was just like, I've got to find something to solve the problem. And this is where I get worrisome about the idea of being like, well, I don't like where I'm at in life, so I need to just flip the script. Well, maybe you just need to step back and look at like, where am I just not good at things? And then not just remove those, but like, who could fill that in? Like, do you have a friend who's better at this thing than you are? And so Jay, I'm going to bring you back up because this is something that we've talked about before. So right now, I full screened you. Never mind. So now you're full screen. So we've talked about this recently, been like, well, I'm good at creative. I can make art. I can make a podcast. I can talk to people. Jay, you the back end, like marketing, things like that, at least material wise, like you're the function end of the art, at least on my side. And then you're like, you have your, I want to talk to you about what you got going on too, but even on the podcast, it spreads your thing. So you coming on the podcast, be like, well, this is my project that I'm working on. Now more people know about your project. But what we and you are not good at is social media. Nope. And so it would be beneficial for us to eventually, if we made any money whatsoever, to hire someone to run both of our social medias to keep us up to date. Like we just need like a 16-year-old TikToker just to run our podcast and your card show and just post random stuff, memes galore. Like that's all it really takes nowadays. But yeah, that's my weakness at your organization. We could see where, if you look at the organization, if you would have told me like 3 years ago, you know, your weakness is social media, I've been like, yeah, but I could probably get better. Man, it would have been a waste of effort. Sometimes leaning into something I'm not good at, like social media, like posting selfies. Do you know, Jay, do you know how many selfies are me online right now?
Selfies of you?
Two. And they're not selfies. They're actually professional photos of me. They're not. I don't have selfies, dude. I don't do selfies. Like, I'm not good at social media. Like, I'm not good at putting my personal stuff. I'm. This is my art. Like, if you go to my Instagram, it's art. It's just art. Because who cares what I look like? Like, my art, me looking like this has nothing to do with, like, this. Like, that's better, right? Like, you would prefer to look at that than you would to look at me. And so it just, it, to me,
I've
makes sense.
I've only got about four or five of your originals around
but
my
see,
house.
Would you prefer my originals or would you prefer my face on your, well, that would be creepy if it's just my face.
It would be kind of creepy.
But that's kind of my point. But social media is a big aspect. And as far as business goes and like the new year, I would love to get better at social media. And I've been trying with Twitter. I've been a little bit more edgier, trying to engage more. It literally has done nothing for my Twitter. So there's things that I'm good at that I think I'm going to lean in this year. What do you think you're good at that you're going to lean into this year? That's my question.
Good. All right. So I was going to say, actually, like that's, it's kind of a, kind of a balancing act.
Go ahead.
Now, I like talking to you, not to
all right, fine. I'll bring you back. All right. So, for the audio listener, I went full screen on Jay. And now it throws me off.
I don't like looking at myself.
I don't like looking at myself, Jay. Why are we on a video podcast? This is the worst idea. We both hate every minute of this. And hopefully the listener hates it as well.
I don't know.
Hopefully everyone hates this right now.
No. So that's, recently, past couple of years, again, part of my journey or whatever has actually been just kind of realizing that type of thing. It's like, oh, I actually have strengths. I have weaknesses. Is that a weakness that I should work on? Or is that a weakness that it's never going to get better? And instead of focusing on the weakness, focus on the strength.
Yeah.
Cause there are a lot of things that you can, white knuckle through, the social media, but it's, if you're wasting so much time and energy on something that you're just not naturally
or not enjoy.
It's because then it's
so I do things that
physically draining.
Exactly. But it's almost that and when there's no, so I do things about and I don't mind. Like I like what I do for work, especially on the good parts, like the days where I'm like, this is the fun part. And sometimes you have the crappy part. Like if I was going to use like a construction analogy, I like to lay tile. The one part I don't like is putting down hardy board. Like that part sucks, but I do like putting the tile. It's just part of putting down the tile, but I'm good at both, but I don't like one. Imagine being bad at it and still not liking it. At the same time, being like, well, this doesn't even imagine me like, I hate tile. I'm not good at it. I got to put hardy and then I got to do tile, like hardy board. People listening, it's just the stuff that tile goes on. Like if you're doing a bathroom, like you put cement board, that might be better. Shout out to Hardy. We're not sponsored. That's a brand. Say that was the thing. Say you're like, I don't like anything that I do. Not only do I not like, I'm not good at it. Then the worst part of it, which is legit putting down cement board, then you're going to hate that even more. And the worst part about doing like the podcast is social media for me. Like I'm not enjoying, like when I get likes, there's no dopamine hit for that. Like it's just, it almost feels like a duty. Like, well, I made a piece of art. I should put this out there so people don't think I'm dead. Like that's what I think. And people are like, you got so many likes on this. Like, sure. As long as people don't think I died and all my momentum from the podcast went out the window because I didn't post in 3 weeks. Like, that's what I worry about. But I could care less about likes. I mean, oh, by the way, if you like this podcast, like and subscribe because there's only one way I'm getting paid off this. And that's if I get subscribers and like. Sorry, Jay. Anyway, back to Teespring. Would you guys like to buy a t-shirt? No, I'm just joking. But this does, I like to have conversations, Jay. I like to, if I could spend one day of the week just having conversations, I would do it. And that's kind of what it's for. I'll sell this podcast off to VPNs or, like whatever company is out there, HelloFresh, like buy whatever. I'll monetize this as quick as possible just so I can have conversations without going like, well, could be tiling right now, could be laying someone's backsplash. And instead of having a conversation, I would like to be able to make this work for me. And if that, anyway, I ranted and I lost myself in that whole conversation. I was thinking about tiling because I got a backsplash I got to do. Anyway, continue on, Jay. I'm sorry.
Where was I before
you? Doesn't matter. This is YouTube. People right now are tuning off and they're going to watch how to fix their carburetor on their Ford F-150. Like that's literally, we're in the mix of that. Like good conversations about business and we're trying things out in the mix of, you know, random TikTok dances and people fixing carburetors. Like, that's where we're in. We're in this book. We're in this book.
Two random dudes talking. Well,
random dudes talking. That's fine.
So, you know, one of my struggles, in the past was, where was I going with that? Leaning into the skills and everything. But I was always concerned. So I, again, it kind of, back into some of the fears that have held me up is, I'd have a job and I would always, you know, I always thought it's like, okay, you go to school, you go to college, you get a good job, you do the job, you advance through the job through your entire career, and you kind of have a good life type of thing. I was always concerned that I'd become a workaholic. And so I never wanted to do that. And so I always struggled with people that enjoyed their job too much. Okay. And so it scared me. It's like, well, yeah. If it's my passion, you know, I shouldn't make it my job, because then I'm just going to want to work 18 hours a day and never see my family.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of scared me off from like leaning into my strengths, exploring my passion, seeing, you know, what could you do that? Because, I think I was wrong. Like, I don't think because while you could absolutely, and you know, it's rampant in like entrepreneurs is yeah. where they put, you know, so many hours into build a business.
They lose their family in the same concept.
They lose their family and everything.
Yeah, it's rough.
But it's more about the quality than the quantity, which is what I think I'm realizing now, hopefully, that I'm grasping, getting into. And it's like, okay, put an awesome 8-hour day in and then shut it off.
Yeah.
So you've enjoyed that 8 hours, and then you take care of the family, you do the other stuff, you do, you know, do life and enjoy it and everything. And so, but you need, like, what I've been looking for is the guidance, is the, and again, like, if you want to be rich, you don't go ask a beggar for advice. If you want to know how to raise your kids, you don't go ask somebody that's never raised kids how to raise your kids.
Good point.
I've told you this before, you know, I feel like I'm an entrepreneur without a business, and I'm really working on fixing that. Cause up until now I've had side hustles. I've had hobbies that make me money. I enjoy doing it, but I've never fully embraced it. Because I was scared, because I was scared that either the hustle would turn into a grind. And that's the one thing, like, I don't want to do, you know, cause I work hard, you know, I enjoy working hard.
Yep.
But I don't want the hustle to turn into a grind, and I don't want to lose the passion, and I don't want to get too far into something that I like jack up my family. And so I'm realizing that there are people that do that, and there are people that show you how to do that. Yeah. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about leaning into. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, couple of the specifics that I'm, you know, looking forward to, and, you know, one, you know, by myself, two with you, but I hope that might have answered some of the questions you had.
No, I think it did. Hold on. I think you answered them pretty well. Sorry, I'm having audio issues all over the place. Thanks, YouTube. I'm just joking. It's not YouTube. It's my shoddy equipment. I thought about that too. I don't know if I ever saw, you always said that you're like a risk taker. And one thing you told me one time, and I've held it close to heart, and I'll say this on the podcast, and you said, a lot of people think ideas, but they don't do them. Yeah. And you told me that I was the kind of person who, I have an idea and then I just do it. I'm a bit of a risk taker. Like, I'm a bit of a person, like, I'm going to put myself out there. Who would have thought it would take me 3 years to put my face on YouTube like that? It's actually surprising to me, because I was like, well, I'm not, it's not like I'm ugly. Like, I'm not an idiot. I'm not hideous to look at. I'll probably do a whole podcast on about this. Like, anyone really cares. Maybe it's for my own self therapy, but it wasn't that. It was so much of, is this a whole nother thing I want to pick up? Because I'm very careful. When I first started doing art, and we used to be in a band, and I used to make music, and then I started making art while I was making music, and at the same time I started writing, and I enjoyed writing a ton, and I realized that at the poker table I only have so many chips to spend, and I was like, what do I really care about? And I love making music for sure. I would love to do that right now, but I only have so many hours in the day, and I only have so many of my efforts. What's the ones like? And so it starts to dwindle of being like, what really do I want to do? Which brings me to mind, like, the number one thing I want to do is make sure my family is okay. There's a roof over our heads, food on the table, lights are on. Number one priority. Second priority is I want to do something that's long lasting, that echoes beyond eternity, not just after I'm dead. Like, I'd like to have art on someone's wall, be like, well, this guy was an artist, he's dead now, but at least it's there. I might not be, but the art's there. Same with writing. Like, I want to echo on, and I could have done that with music, but so music, art, writing, all these things are legacy building. They're also residual. Like, you can make money off those with royalties. Like, we see, like, I don't know if J.K. Rowling's ever worked a day after 2009. Like, she could have literally just sat on a beach for the last 18 years and been fine. And so I was like, well, that makes sense. I mean, she could write more books, but she's a TERF. And so she's canceled. So she can't write books. So now she just hops on Twitter. But the idea is I was like, well, I want to do something meaningful. I want to do something that I enjoy. And I want to do something that doesn't leave my family in the dust. And so how do I combine all these things? And it's like, well, I can't do all of those, so I have to pick a few. And so I kicked out music, because if you know those memes where, like, you can only have two, so you have to kick one out. Like, it says three things. Like, you have to pick two, and the other one's gone forever. I did that with music. I was like, well, I'm literally picking the thing that I'm the worst at. I'm passionate about it, but I'm not that good. And so I do that constantly with my life every day. I go, you know what the one thing I'm really bad at? Roofing houses, Jay. I got a thing about heights. I don't like being up high. I'm not good. I'm not confident. I'm not fast. You know what the one thing I'm not going to put my time into? Getting roofing jobs. Like, that's just not it. You know, I'm good at tile. I'm good at putting trim. I'm getting floor. Is this what I want to do for the rest of my life? Yeah. But it's something I can do. It pays the bills. I'm not depressed while doing it. I'd rather be doing a podcast. I'd rather be paying art. But again, it's not roofing. And so it sounds stupid, but anyone listening out there is like, you have to take these things in consideration. It's like, what's the one thing that you're maybe not as good at, but what's the one thing you're doing that you're really terrible at? Just cut it out. Like, you have no time for that. And that's the thing that I get nervous about, is I'm afraid that I'm going to pick up something like, Jay, I'm going to pick up NFTs and I'm going to botch it by making five of them and never touching them again. Wasted time. It was a good experience, but I'm not an NFT maker. I'm never going to spend time in that community. I'm never going to promote it. Like, I'm just not.
From a money perspective, it's probably not a bad thing.
It's just not worth my time. But unless Zuckerberg makes the metaverse and people are like, I really need art on my wall. Then I'll pick it back up. Be like, well, hey, guess what? I got five, and I'll make more. But at this point in time, you know what the one thing I'm not doing in 2023? Making NFTs. I'm just not going to do it. It's not worth my time. And so I have, for my journal, like my thing, I've divided this up. Tell me what you think about this, Jay. And I told you this before. So I've divided my entire game plan for my business, not just like my carpentry stuff, but like, let's move into the things that I really enjoy doing that don't pay, but I do want to make time for them. And when I do make time for them, like this podcast, I want to make it intentional. I want to put all my efforts into that time. Matter of fact, I just finished a piece. If you want to go to my Instagram at PardonwillArt. I just finished a piece. It's an abstract with a skull, and on it says, don't waste your time. And the whole point is Ephesians 5:15-16, being like, you are limited on this earth. Make sure you spend your time well. That's the whole point of that scripture. And so I have that literally sitting across. I'm looking at it right now, sitting across from me. So when I sit down at this desk, the last thing I do is waste my time, because I know my days are numbered. And so that's my point, is if I do anything like this, I know this podcast was a bit of an experiment. We played around. I changed my light ring. We tried commercial breaks. It's not working. I still look anemic. I look pale like a ghost. I'm going to have to work on this. This light ring might have been a terrible idea.
Is it the, okay, tech in.
Do you want me to turn it off to see, Jay?
No. Can it change color? Like, is it an LED?
Yes, Jay. I actually have a remote, but the battery's dead. So wait, hold on. Hold on once. Jay, give me 2 seconds. Everyone listening on the audio, you're going to have to, Jay, say something for, hey, Jay, tell everybody about what you got going on right now. Your, the JBS car show. Just give a rundown. This is something Jay's been working on and it's going great. And so just go ahead and talk to him about that while I change this up. Does that sound good?
Oh, great. Great, maybe relative, but
that was a cool transition. Go ahead, Jay, you know that was a good transition. Go ahead.
All right, get out of here then.
Just give a rundown.
Yeah. All right. So, so as David has said, we I've gotten into sports cards, and since about 2010, I realized that I had adult money to play in a kid's hobby and kind of got back into it. But what I've found is that I'm actually really good at buying out collections of sports cards, and then curating, going through, I keep a bunch for myself. It is a little bit of an investment and a hobby as well. Something that I'd like to pass on to my two kids. Hopefully they like it someday, but, you know, a little bit of legacy there. But I do a lot of reselling as well. I've sold on eBay for a long time now. And recently in a Facebook group, that looks like, oh no.
Worse.
No, don't go blue, go right, pink. There, right there.
Hold on. I've got so my remote doesn't work. Let's try this. What does that do? Nothing? Oh, I can dim it. Oh, Jay. That's a little too
now bad. Now you look
right
like
about
in a
there.
Cave.
Right about there. That would have been good right here.
All right. So anyways, how long was it? I don't know, maybe a year, about a year ago, I was introduced to a platform called Whatnot, which I'm not plugging, but it is pretty darn cool.
No, go and plug it, dude. You're on a podcast. Go and plug it.
Yeah, they don't pay. I pay that. I freaking make them tons of money. They should plug me.
No. Now, people don't need to download. They can go there to buy cards. Say someone's like, man, I sure would like to see about this card auction thing.
Yeah. I forgot. Man, you're right. I forgot the marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. Marketing. This is why we need to hire someone.
No, that's what we're both bad. We're both horrible at marketing.
We're so bad at this.
So bad. It is a live streaming auction site. And I want to say that it started with Funko Pops. But the whole collectible realm, and now it's just like expanded crazy, but it's very big on the sports cards. If you know anything about it, I mean, it hit the mainstream during the quarantine, during the pandemic. The sports card market had an explosion unlike that, you know, ever, in the hobby. And it brought a whole bunch of old guys or older guys back into the hobby. It got a bunch of new people in it. It also freaking just, you know, created a whole bunch of toxicity with some of the stuff going on. And it's died down. And I think a lot of the fair weather folks are kind of gone. The platform I found has been just incredibly fun, and I never would have imagined that me sitting behind the camera holding up cards and just chatting with people and actually selling. So I enjoy selling, which, you know, y'all, you know, David and my David and his wife and my wife always pick on me about, but I've enjoyed it. And so it's, you know, it does pretty well. Now, you know, some streams I get on and I don't do so well.
It does better than my Etsy. Let's be honest.
But
everyone listening can change that by going to pardonalartistry.etsy.com. Sorry, I'm not pulling that back up. I'm going to get good at this. I'm going to get good at ad reads. I'm going to get good at it. That's my thing.
Just slip them in there. But anyway, so I've been doing that, and it's allowed me to grow my own collection. It's allowed me to meet some other collectors actually. Yeah. We meet outside of that platform, and we're on a Discord and getting, you know, a little bit of Instagram stuff like that, but it's the amount of money that could be made. And it's not about the, you know, I try and keep it not about the money. I mean, here we are, all we're doing is talking about money, and we sound like,
well, here's the thing, money kind of fuels the time. Like, money is, yeah, time is money, and time is spent well. Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. I don't mind talking about money, because the reason why we struggle with talking about money is because we know our passions are actually the fuel behind it, not the money. And so the money is just something like, well, I sure would like to do my passion more, but we have families.
If I could earn a living doing my passion, that's what the money is about.
We have families, we have responsibilities, and we're just grown-ups. Yeah. And we're like, you know what? The one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to give up and make my family live under a bridge so I can paint watercolors of Spider-Man. Like, that's the one thing I'm not going to do. As much as I love it, I love painting watercolors of Spider-Man and Baby Yoda, but I'm definitely not going to sacrifice my family for them to live under a bridge because I really enjoy my passion. I'm never going to do that. And I think that's just being a responsible adult. What I will do is what I set out is go, this is how much money. And Jay, I don't know if I told you this. So I actually, in my notebook, I interrupted you, but it's something I think that you think about a lot too. In my notebook of going, by the end of the year, I need to make this much money per week to take a day off to work on this. And so this is how much money I make. This is how much, if I was to take a day off from, you know, laying tile, one day a week, I would have to make this much. And that's my goal. I want to make this a week. I want to make this amount. And it's not a lot. If I make that amount, I can actually just work 4 days a week and then spend that last day, the fifth day, and then the weekend, work on my passion. And that's fine. It's just, I have to make it work for me. That's it. It's just organizing and doing it, right? Like,
goal setting and planning, which is huge. And I haven't done very well in the past, but
me neither.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and then, so that's one of the things. So I've seen the potential in this, you know, selling, and I don't see myself going full-time sales right away. Now, I'll tell you right now, like, if I were to get fired tomorrow, and the company that I work for just went through some crazy layoffs.
Oh boy.
Like one of my team members who has worked for the company for 27 years.
Oh wow.
And he's got a runway till like June or something, but then, you know, my other best friend also was laid off.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, Lord, so dude. Last week. And you're talking about like a rock star corporate.
Yeah.
You know, like kind of like, you know, American dream kind of good corporate job and a great guy and a great worker and a great family. I mean, I think he's going to be okay, but he's got to get some things figured out.
Yeah.
But if I were to get laid off tomorrow, I have this skill where I will literally just set up my freaking phone and start going through the 500,000 cards that I have.
Yep.
And I can keep myself and my family afloat for like, and not necessarily even keep us afloat, but like could like, and I'm not, gosh, I'm not hoping that I get fired today because it would be, you know, really tough and kind of scary.
Your company's going to watch us, be like, you know what? Can that Jay guy. Can him. Look at how arrogant he is. Sell your cards.
No,
can him.
No, in fact,
they're not in Boston.
The job that I currently have has been, I've said it before, it has been a blessing. The timing was amazing.
Yeah.
With the ability to help Jera in grad school, scaling her time at work back. Anyways, it's been great. But now, so there is that, but that's not even the whole picture, you know, and thanks for letting me bogart the mic for a while.
You're fine. Do you want me to put you full screen?
No, okay. Dang it. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
It's so weird to me though. I have not gotten used to like looking at the screen. I'm still working on that. Man, the audio listener is so pissed. They're like, oh my God, this was the worst.
Who are these clowns? Well, actually, they know you, but
all of five people are so upset right now. They're so mad.
Well, and my wife is one of them.
I'm one of them. So there's only three others. And so it's fine. No, I'm just joking. There's a little bit. I can say there's a little bit more than that. But yeah, anyway, continue, Jay.
Oh, gosh.
Jay, I appreciate continue. I'll say my
regards. So, you know, and so fast forward, or actually, rewind. to a conversation to someone else you've had on your podcast, another good friend of ours. And we were walking in our neighborhood, the crazy Christmas lights display that is my neighborhood. And we were just, he's, YouTuber.
I'm gonna have him on.
We just got talking about just kind of like opportunities and stuff that was out there, and a podcast that we've both kind of been listening to.
The Pardonable Podcast. I know, that's great.
The Pardonable Podcast, exactly. I was like, wow, I might be able to teach people what I do, and in teaching them what I know and what has kind of blessed and enriched my life in the way of worthless cardboard pictures of adults playing a game, somebody I know a lot. I've been collecting since 1986. I've been selling seriously since 2010, and that's that's like decades of knowledge. Dude, that there's, and so one of the things he said was, the market for any opportunity or skill, a skill, I think is what he said, is beginners.
Yeah.
There's all, and so I was like, wow. And so we talked about that. And so, one of the things that one of my goals, to set up our business ideas is doing the actual online thing. And I'll tell you that, like,
it's a good idea, dude. It's a good idea. Well,
I think I told you this, but the single best $300 that I ever spent was an online course. It was how to buy and sell gold and gold and silver. I've made thousands of dollars simply by knowing what something is worth. And so, you said I have that, and it's got to be a natural skill. Like, there's certain things that come natural to you, and then there's some things that are learned.
Yeah,
I do think that I have this, some innate ability of perceiving value, or at least holding on to. So the way my brain works, and like, if I remember, like, a couple of numbers, it simply clicks in my head. Is really what happens. I can't explain it, but it works.
I actually think that's, and then I'm gonna have you talk about where people can follow you and the what's up. But I think what I've noticed in you is you're also a really good judge of character. And I think what you find value in is not just things or where they can be found. I think you really look at people and you can find the value in them. You've done that with me over the years. Like, you've looked at me even early in the band. Like, you didn't have to join. Maybe it was fun. I don't know what you thought. But you've stuck with me as a friend, and you've always encouraged me and whatever I did. And you're like, hey, this is something to pursue. You've always, and then when I did something stupid, you're like, this is something you should back off of because you're an idiot. And so I think you understand value in not just things and not just, gold and silver, baseball card, but also people. That's my compliment to you, but also I noticed that. And so when you say something like, hey, buddy, this might be something to look at, and you've done this to me multiple times, hey, you might want to take a step back from this. You've done that because you've seen the value of what my potential, and you've seen pitfalls and been like, you could avoid this because I know where your value comes. You're a very good friend to have around. The one thing you're really terrible at is just being creative, dude. You're awful.
I'm not creative.
You're not good at all. But that's where I come in. So I'll give you all the ideas, and you tell me if they're good or not. That's how we work. I've got ideas all over the place. They may be terrible, or they may be golden eggs, and you just tell me. You tell me which ones are. And actually, you have. And so I've honed in on those. But Jay, tell everybody where they can find you on the what's not. I still feel
whatnot.
Like that's wrong.
Whatnot. So I am on Whatnot. I am on Instagram.
That's an auction app, by the way. Whatnot.
Yeah, the whatnots. Whatnot is, if you are into collectible, and
any collectibles, anything. Yeah.
Yeah. And now there's, they even do like estate sales and like storage cleanouts. So it's even just collectibles. Like, you can buy like anything. It's got everything. So it's Whatnot. But yeah, I am, it's JB's Card Show, but because none of you can't do a posture. It looks like
JBS Card Show. I'll say it for you.
But if you come and talk to me, I'm JB. It's my card show. Yeah, it's card JB's card show.
So if you go to, you have a Twitter, do you? It's just Instagram
right
now,
I think I have a Twitter, but I've never used it. And so that's one thing, like,
honestly,
you know,
it's a lot of visionary based.
Trying to make some effort to kind of learn the social media. And you know, one of the things that I did pick up is like focus on one first. Yep. Like, don't spread yourself out too thin. Like, focus on one. So I'll be on Insta. And one step at a time. And then, you know, once I kind of get my feet under me a little bit more, may do, you know, do the aggregating stuff that kind of gets you out to multiples and you know, but I'll grow it slowly and work on quality over quantity. And
well, now you're a co-host of a podcast. Look at you go.
Dude, already. Can I put that on my, I can put that on my resume.
Put that on your resume and you're going to get dismissed and fired immediately.
I know, right? Oh gosh.
Anyway, dude, so if anyone wants to follow Jay, you can go to Instagram at JBS Card Show. And he puts all his card stuff up like that, right? Is that right? And then
doing kind of like a card a day, and just kind of showcasing some cards that are in my collection, some cards that are available. But I try to add a little blurb because you know, the big, or you know, the baseball cards are an art. They're an art form, and you might appreciate that, you know. But they go back to the 1800s. And there's so many stories, and that's one thing that I'm, you know, just kind of trying to, one of the things, I think I said relationships is one of the things I'm working at, but like the stories and listening to other people's stories, and there are so many stories related to, you know, fans and the players and stuff like that. And so I've been trying to just kind of open myself up to that and just, you know, kind of embrace it.
But I enjoyed talking with you, man. I'm glad you were here for this experiment. About try something new, going on YouTube and putting my face out there. I would have never done it without somebody to test run it with me, and so I appreciate that. It was a good time. Did you enjoy that? It's your first time being on a podcast, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I can't think of anyone else that would want me on their podcast, but you know.
Well, we didn't say I wanted you. I'm just playing, dude. It was a fun time. I couldn't have done this with a stranger, which I plan on doing. My next podcast will be somebody does this professionally, and I'll be the sad set being like, hold on, I have an ad read. Click, 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 click. Hey everybody, have you been to Etsy? Oh, hold on, not the right address. And I'm gonna botch it. I've really got to put my face on my game face, man. It's time to pick it up a notch. I'm so used to audio, dude. And one of the other things I want to work on is looking actually at the camera instead of the screen and watching myself, because I'm so used to staring at a notepad. Why is it hard not to just stare at a camera when I talk like I'm doing right now? Like, why is that hard? It's not hard, but my eyes are so drawn down to a screen. And so a lot of practice I got. But Jay, dude,
it's so weird to me because like I said, I've been looking at you trying to.
But your camera's really close, like really close. To it. So it's almost.
Oh, dude, no, no, like my camera is actually on the side.
It's a separate,
you know, like I said, we got a nice webcam.
That's what it is.
But it's actually on your side, directly over your head. I mean, it's about like, you know, 3 inches over your head. So I'm looking at you, and it just happens to.
Yeah.
Happens to be right there.
So I actually wish I would have done this lighting too. This lighting looks a lot better than when I started. I gotta do something about this light. This light's a little bit too much.
Well, dude, how many things have you learned in the past 2 hours?
I know, ton, dude. This is why we
like
do.
A ton.
This
is, just the past 2 hours.
This was a good conversation. All my audio listeners are like, "Well, that was odd, but you got something good out of it." Honestly, it was just us, and I wanted to have fun.
Did you just lose subscribers?
You have to have them to lose them, Jack. Can't lose what you don't have. Anyway, everybody, thank you for listening to the Pardonable Podcast. Jay, thanks for coming on as a guest. I'm going to put you in the backstage, man. And everyone knows where to follow you at JBS Card Show on Instagram. And Whatnot? Is it called Whatnot or What's Not?
Whatnot. No, Whatnot.
Whatnot, the app.
Yep, the app.
Yeah, it's an app. Okay. Anyway, thanks for coming on, and hope you had a good time. I'm going to put you back. All right. Oh, actually, full screen.
That's not the back.
Whoops, wrong one. Instead of putting him in the back at full screen, I'm still working this out, dude. All right. The buttons are right next to each other. Anyway, sorry for this. I'm so sorry, people. I'm really trying hard. I'm not used to this. And this is what I was worried about. There was a bit of fear doing like the whole online thing in face, because you can actually see when I mess up. You actually not just hear when I mess up, when I can cut out normally audio. You actually see me mess up visually. And every time I'm reaching over to kind of adjust things with sound. And but you know what? Sometimes being transparent and having courage takes falling down. And so there's a bit of falling down this episode, and some mistakes I made and some things I didn't know. But I guarantee every episode from here on out is going to be even better. Guest two, my guest will be, no, I'm just joking. That's a rude thing to say to Jay. Jay is my best friend, so I can say stuff like that. But anyway, if you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at PardonwillPod, P-O-D. You can follow my personals at PardonwillArt on Twitter and Instagram. And if this episode actually works out and I'm able to kind of splice it and hopefully do something well with it, it'll be up on YouTube.com at PardonWill. And if you're watching this on YouTube, like and subscribe. Like, what else do you have to lose? And if anything, it's only uphill from here. So it's only going to get better. And I appreciate you guys joining in. If you're on Rumble, I think I signed up for Rumble too. So this might be on Rumble as well. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe live streams might be coming up. That way I can just fail miserably live and you can comment and be like, oh my God, this is awful. How many times is he going to mess up his audio or something going to happen or the dog's going to, you know, cause a ruckus? Who knows, man? Who knows what's going to happen? So thanks for being on this journey with me. It's been 3 years of doing audio-only podcasts. It's the first time, other than someone else's podcast, it's the first time doing my own. And I am sincerely grateful that you were here with me on this one. So anyway, you have a wonderful evening, and I'll see you back next time. Bye.